Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and we're going to read Psalm 104. Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covers thyself with light as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain, who lays the beams of his chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks upon the wings of the wind, who makes the winds his messengers, his ministers a flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be moved forever. Thou coverest it with the deep as with a vesture. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hastened away. They went up by the mountains. They went down by the valleys unto the place which thou hadst founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sends forth springs into the valleys and run among the mountains. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. By them the fowl of the heaven have their habitation. They sing among the branches. He waters the mountains from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine that makes glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread that strengthens man's heart. The trees of the Lord are satisfied, the cedars of Lebanon which he has planted, where the birds make their nests. As for the stork, the fir trees are her house. The high mountains are for the wild goats. The rocks are a refuge for the conies. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knows his going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from God. The sun arises, they get them away. They lay them down in their dens. Man goes forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. Yonder is the sea, great and wide, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships, there is Leviathan, whom thou hast formed to take his pastime therein. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. That thou givest unto them, they gather. Thou openest thy hand, they are satisfied with good. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die, and return to their dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the ground. Let the glory of the Lord endure forever. Let the Lord rejoice in his works, who looks upon the earth, and it trembles, who touches the mountains, and they smoke. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise unto my God while I have any being. Let my meditations be sweet unto him. I will rejoice in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. This psalm retells the creation. As I read through it again, and I encourage you to read it on your own, look for the creation story. Look for the retelling of the days of creation pattern. It's something that I didn't discover on my own. Someone had pointed out to me, but it makes Psalm 104 really neat that way. It's a fun exploration. This psalm is a celebration of the creation, of God's own making, the powerful working he had behind it, and the thorough and continuous interaction he has with it even today. Truly, the globe is the glory of God. And if you think back to Psalm 103, the praise for God's goodness and his working, and the reassurance that the psalm is trying to give us that we can have in our God, maybe Psalm 104 is a proof that we can be reassured in that if we can look around at this solid and sustained creation, sustained by God. Then the claims and the hopes of Psalm 103 can be counted on. We see in this psalm the good and continuous working God has, the ordered response also that the creation, that each creature returns to God, because the lion roars and then lays down to sleep at God's instruction. The last verse of this psalm speaks of the creature of disorder and says that this creature of disorder has no place, that the disordered and the rebellious creatures are consumed, that those who are wicked are taken away. Even the lion lays down in obedience while the sinner is consumed. Let's read it again. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great, thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covers thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, who lays the beams of his chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks upon the wings of the wind, who makes the winds his messengers, his ministers of flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be moved forever. Thou coverest it with the deep as with a vesture, the water stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled, at the voice of thy thunder they hastened away. They went up by the mountains, they went down by the valleys, unto the place which thou hadst founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sends forth springs into the valleys, they run among the mountains, they give drink to every beast of the field, the wild donkeys quench their thirst. By them the fowl of the heaven have their habitation, they sing among the branches. He waters the mountains from his chambers, the earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine that maketh the glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread that strengthens man's heart. The trees of the Lord are satisfied, the cedars of Lebanon which he has planted, where the birds make their nests. As for the bird stork, the fir trees are their house. The high mountains are for the wild goats, the rocks are a refuge for the conies. He appoints the moon for seasons, the sun knows his going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forests do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from God. The sun arises, they get them away and lay them down in their dens. Man goes forth unto his work and to his labor unto the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. Yonder is the sea, great and wide, wherein are all things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships, there is Leviathan, whom thou hast formed to take his pastime therein. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season, that thou givest unto them, they gather. Thou openest thy hand, they are satisfied with good. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die, and return to the dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the ground. Let the glory of the Lord endure forever. Let the Lord rejoice in his works. Who looks on the earth, and it trembles, who touches the mountains, and they smoke. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise unto my God while I have any being. Let my meditations be sweet unto him. I will rejoice in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed out of the earth. Let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. What is our response to this great globe on which we stand? This demonstration of God's permanent power, control, and order. This glory of God that is not ours. What is our response? Is it singing the praise of God for what he has made? Is it meditating and rejoicing in what God does for us? Is it caring for the very creature that he made for us, so that we might be the glory of God? Well, thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.